Hey there. I couldn't help but see you sitting all by yourself. You look like you could use some company. Us girls can't be too careful, you know? You're right. I guess I'm not one to talk. And I'm here too, aren't I? I'm all alone. But not anymore. Not if you don't mind, of course. I appreciate it. Gee, aren't you sweet? Oh, you really like my dress? Well, thank you, honey. Sweet and cute, then. You're basically the whole package. I guess you just aren't your type, then. Because from where I'm sitting, you are drop-dead gorgeous. And that blush just makes you cuter. I don't mean to be too forward, but do you want to get out of here? Oh, I just meant for a walk or something. Gosh, not that kind of girl. Not unless you want me to be. I just mean, it's so loud in here. And I'd love to go out for once and have a real conversation, you know? And you seem like such a genuine person. There's something special about you. I can't put my finger on it. I'm not sure, but maybe you can show me. I knew you were a smart girl. Come on. So much better than that stuffy tavern. This is one of my favorite things, you know? Long walks on cool nights. It's so peaceful. How about you? What do you enjoy? Huh. I never would have guessed. What's wrong? Dangerous? The forest? Well, yes. I have heard of the missing villagers, but come on, you don't really think the forest has anything to do with that, do you? Well, you kind of have a good point. What with all those deadly creatures in there, but don't you find it kind of soothing anyway? And all those trees, getting to connect with nature. No? Are you sure I can convince you to... Oh, I see. Well, it is getting late, so... I'm just shy. Can I possibly... get a hug? Thank you. This was just what I needed. This and you. Oh no. Oh, you're growing limp. Oh, do you feel okay? Don't worry, you feel fine to me. Come on, upsie daisy. I know what you're thinking, and you're right. I am strong. Or, I guess you could be wondering why you can't move. That's a perfectly legitimate concern. But no worries, beautiful. I'll explain everything on the way. Here we are. Home sweet home. What do you think? I know it's not exactly home and gardens ready, but my visitors never seem to mind. And if they do, they aren't complaining. Hmm. you scared? Hmm. It's okay. I like it when they're scared. You know, I wasn't lying when I said you were cute. You really are. For a human. Which is good. Because I don't need to feed for a few days. And then you're gonna be keeping me company. I mean, you won't be doing any talking or walking or, well, anything really. But laying there and looking pretty. No way. Did you just move? Holy shit! I was right. You really are special. I mean, you can't move much, but still a hell of a lot more than most of you manage. How intriguing. How do you tick, I wonder? Well, since we have so much time on our hands, how about we play doctor? Sounds like a yes to me. I hope you don't mind the cold, because I'm going to have to take these off. Oh, but I'll be careful. We're about the same size, and I don't have a very extensive wardrobe. This dress, the one you like so much, it belonged to the kindest girl, you know? So thoughtful, generous, filling. I don't normally play with my food, but you're different. You aren't just a meal. You're a learning experience. Aw, tears. Are you embarrassed? You shouldn't be. You have a very beautiful body. I've seen a lot of them. I would know. Here, let me dry those for you. Is that better? Yeah? Good. Oh, you reacted! That's so interesting! This is going to be so much fun. They say there's nothing new under the sun, but clearly they've never met you. You are all kinds of new. See, just because I'm in a human body doesn't mean I have a human body, you see. And you all freeze up in the moment I touch you, so why would I play when my toy just sits there? And that's no fun. How does this feel? My fingers running against your skin like this? Speak, can you? Try. Go on. Speak. Huh? Well, how about if I pinch you? I don't want to hurt you, little meal. It's just, I never get to experience your pain. All you humans are so stoic about it. Well, it's a byproduct of the paralysis, but same difference. So, you're just going to have to bear with me. Well, that was underwhelming. What if I pinch you here? Oh, now that got a reaction. Your nipples are sensitive, huh? So, if I were to say, slap your breasts a little. Oh, your face is precious. How about the rest of this lovely body? Let me just roll you over here. I've always wanted to try this. I knew it. Spanking is so much fun. The way your ass jiggled when I pressed my hand against it. It's almost as satisfying as that cute little whimpering noise you made. And don't worry. You just tell me if it hurts, and I'll stop. You're breathing awfully hard for someone who's barely moving. And come on, I'm not even hitting you that hard. Maybe I should go back to the breasts instead. I want to have fun, and not break the entree. And the pinching got a nice response. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. You're not hurt, are you? You're... No. You're enjoying this. You're trying to shake your head, aren't you? Oh, my apologies. I must have misread the situation. Why don't we move on to something else, Like... the soft valley between your legs. I don't think I'll pinch you, though. You're so delicate here. I think I should just brush my fingers over you very lightly, down and down. Oh my, you're so wet down here. I wonder what that could mean. Let me think. What do I remember about humans? Does this mean you're in pain, fear, or I was right. You are enjoying this. Oh, you're not just special. You're a freak. I love it. Oh, your eyes are all glassy. I wonder what it must be like for you. I've never given a human pleasure before. But there's a first time for everything, right? Here. Let's see how it feels when I put my fingers here. And rub them against your clit. I've heard humans like that. Oh, yes. That is definitely having an effect. And maybe I could use my other hand to pinch your nipples again. That's it. Oh, I can hear your heart racing, even more than before. It's making me hungry. And a little excited. I want to put my fingers inside of you. Not your chest, your pussy. I want to feel how wet you're getting. Oh, so warm, too. and tight. Oh, it's like you're hugging me right back. Now just move these back and forth. And my thumb on your clit. Then you seemed to enjoy it when I was smacking your backside, too. Oh, that's what you wanted. Well then. I hope I'm doing a good job. You're my first, after all. Focus on are the sensations in your body and the pleasure I'm giving you. You're getting wetter and hotter. You're going to climax, aren't you? Please do. I would love to see that. I'll just have to go faster until you do. Come on, delicious. Give in to me. Come for me. I want to see how your body reacts. I want to see you lose control. Oh, come for me, beautiful. Make Venus happy and come. Come on, you can do it. Oh my. Oh, I can feel you pulsing against me. Ooh, and you're covered in goosebumps. Oh, that must have felt really good, huh? Special. Then I'm glad you were the one to pop my cherry. I'm not normally such a slut, but when the moment's right. Well, you should try and sleep soon. It is pretty late. And you're going to need to keep your strength for tomorrow. I mean, we only have a few days left until my next feed. And there's so much I want to do with you before then. Good night, cutie. See you in the morning.